Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful opening song, and today is May, Thursday, the 14th, 2015, and the low shoe or flying star number of the day is the 3, and the 3 star is one of the 9 flying stars, and the center star for the day makes the vibration come from the inside and vibrate out to the 8 other Bagua sectors. The number 3 star is the anger to peace star. And so we have fire in the middle. We have red in the middle. We have an apple in the middle. A red apple or a red pear for peace. And we can also put real fire in the middle like a candle. And also what works is metal or the circular shape. And we're going around the Bagua. Last week, go into the archives, we covered the Northeast. There's 8 sectors of the Bagua. So we started in the North. We went to the Northeast. This week, we're in the East. And the East in the Bagua represents big, lush, green wood. It's the wood sector. So it's really natural, if you're a plant person, to put plants in the East. Now, the Bagua that we're learning right now, these are the ones that don't move. It's the 8-sided feng shui compass. And it's from the north, south, east, west, and the cross directions. And right now we're in the east, marching around the compass clockwise. And so follow our Bagua series. This is really fun. What you can do is you could decorate the inside of your house in this direction, because the number 1 victory star flew to the east for the entire year until next February. And so the number 1 victory star can be activated just by activating its own sector right here in the east, which, remember, was the big, lush, green wood. And you can also just put wood there, things that are wood, things that are real wood, like a plant would be perfect. And also things in the feng shui, Bagua, they call for things like a money tree. And you could make your own money tree. Tree that's real or one of the silk ones. And you can put either, you can tie coins around it. You could hang banners from it. You could decorate it with lights. Lights will activate. And so for victory. Now, victory is going to also be your health area. And so if you're wanting better health this year, this is also what you want to pay attention to in Feng Shui. You want to keep that east clean and go ahead and clean it up. Literally walk over there with your duster and dust the east if you're looking to clean your health area up. And in Feng Shui, that's what we do. We use imagery and we use actual real placements in time and space. And so we're putting things in the space of the east that represent also good health. And so if you have things that represent good health to you, you could put them in that area. Also things that we in Feng Shui would call them cures. This would be a good area that to put a cure for health. And what could represent the cure? A cure is really easy. It could be anything from one aspirin you could place in the east, or you could become a little more elaborate and place a bundle of sage in the east, or with imagery, how about the blue medicine Buddha? You could place the blue medicine Buddha in the east for wonderful health, and that would go there all the time. And also, you would want to activate that victory star that flew there, remember? So go ahead and think of things that you want to be victorious in. Or maybe you have been in the past and you wish to resurrect this victory feeling and victory imagery, bring it into your life with putting your achievements in the east. And then they could be anything. They could be things that you won, medals and badges and certificates and fun things like this in that area. Or if you hope to learn things in that direction, especially if they're towards the health, they can be put literally in the east. And Pathfinder and I, we give Feng Shui consultations individually. And if you're interested in something like that, please contact us at pathfinder1111@gmail.com and email Pathfinder, get in touch with us, and we'll set up an appointment. And we can do this virtually. It takes about an hour and a half, and we go into your home virtually. Now, what is the real important thing here is your front door. So get a real compass out. Find out which direction in the Bagua your front door is located. And start there, especially activating or putting cures. And they're easy activations and easy cures from the real elements of things that you probably already own. And so also, if you're thinking of decorating a room and you're not quite sure which direction to go, get a consultation, a Feng Shui consultation from Pathfinder and I, and we'll do the 9 flying star sectors with you through the phone, virtually, through your house, and let's activate this. But right now, we can all activate the east with this information, and we're going to march around the Bagua next week in the southeast. And it's going to be the dragon and the snake, and they share that direction. And so heads up for all you dragon and snakes for the next week's show. And thank you all so much for tuning in and taking your time and listening to our show, Aloha Healers Network. We really, really appreciate it, and we have a really good time with you. And so if you want to come in and like our Facebook page, Aloha Healers Network. We'd love to answer your questions through there, too. And also, on Blog Talk Radio, you can get notifications of when our new shows are coming up. Right now, they're once a week, and we really want to let you know how much we enjoy this. All right, and so we're in our Bagua in the east right now, and that also represents the eldest son. And so if you're a mom and you want to boost your eldest son, you also want to pay attention to the east this year. And here's another reason to pay attention to the east. What if you're a rabbit? In the 12 animals that go around the Bagua, the rabbit rules the East. And so if you're a rabbit and go back into the archives for those shows, we went around all the 12 animals a little while back. If you're a rabbit, you really want to make sure that the East is a good direction and it's clean for you and you have something victorious there this year that can remind you that you can be victorious. And just in visualizing this imagery like this is really helpful in feng shui. And we find that our Reiki brothers and sisters and our fitness brothers and sisters are real dynamic type people and love feng shui and to do these consultations with the flying stars. And you can do them once a year and just put those in place. And then you can just listen on the show for the updates of what might have flown there for the month, okay? But for the East the entire year, it's victory. Let's just go with victory and make sure that we remember victory and we can put our plants there. I like to work with things that are real and especially things that are growing. And so let's put a growing green plant in the East to do that too. And in the Bagua, all of these eight areas represent a body part. And so the East represents the feet and the legs. And our feng shui fitness tip for the feet and the legs is going to be something really, really easy that we can all do, even when we're sitting down, and especially when you're just hanging out sitting down. Point and flex your toes, point and flex all the time until you get to 20. Point flex is 1, point flex is 2. And do 20 on one side, and then do 20 on the other side. And then there's one more way that you draw your feet, draw side to side. So it's like your big toe is drawing a line back and forth, horizontally, back and forth, back and forth. And it's a pronation, supination, and just let your foot dangle there and do that also 20 times. And you'd be surprised at how that works out those tendons and connectors in your ankles, which are responsible for connecting your feet to your legs. And so let's get those ankles nice and healthy so that they can do the work that we ask them to. And also let's thank our ankles every day and move them. And we can also just go for a nice long walk is our feng shui fitness tip for the feet and the legs in the East. And stay tuned next week for our Southeast. And here come the dragon and the snake in the Southeast. And while we've been focusing on our personal space and our feet and our legs, we're going to hear about the earth and the stars from Pathfinder. Mahalo, Pathfinder.
Mitakia pi, miedo, chunku, oksapi, michasha. It's good to be with everyone. Today our topic is Mother Earth and our solar family. And this is our soul path. We talk about there are four parts to self that relate to the directions and to the medicine wheel, the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. And these are all vehicles, just like our body is, of our soul. Now, amongst different traditions and cultures, there are different understandings of soul, and this is part of the great perspective. This is as if we were pulled away from a great tree and looking at it, and then looking at it from different perspectives. And then as if we were close to that tree and looking at it from different angles and perspectives. And so this is kind of how the information about soul has come down to different traditions and cultures. But basically, our soul is at least two things. One, there is a part of us that lives always with the Creator and the original powers and the land of the grandmothers and grandfathers. And in this place, our soul is fully enlightened. It's as if it's our future self that we're moving towards. And this part of us, which is blessed by God, the emanation of the love and the thought of Creator, is a great source of strength to us, especially when we walk on our truth and we meditate, both in our daily active life and then in our private silence. The second part of soul is the part that has indwelled within us. So this is to say that not all of us is inside of us yet. And this is actually where the ideas of the path of ascension come from, that the Creator and the collective good has decided to send a part of us into physical experience so that that part of us gathers information and grows. And this is part of the Cherokee teachings that come down through Eli Gotoga. Now, this part of us that is incarned and actually working to come fully into our body through our heart and through our tantien that's down near our belly button and from the center of our brain, these are the doorways that our soul uses, or the message centers, in order to integrate more fully. Id and personality and ego are just little tools to help us on this path of soul realization. Now, why are we talking about soul so much? It's because when we start to talk about our solar family, which is our father, son, Mercury, Venus, our Mother Earth, the Moon, the Mars, and then the asteroid belt, and then we have Jupiter and Saturn, Chiron, we have Uranus and Neptune and Pluto, and then comets and other events that go on within the gravity of our Father Son. In other words, this is our Father Son's family. And because we are children of the Earth and of the Sun, these planets and others that are physically and metaphysically within our solar system, this is our solar family. And so the reason why we talk about the soul in terms of the solar family is that this is how we relate to them. It is through this deeper level of self. Now, in among other cultures, we wouldn't find the word Mercury for the first planet, the one that's closest to the sun. We would find another name. But what is found are general understandings about each of our planet uncles and aunties that relate throughout time and across history and into the future, to us individually, to us as cultures, to us as an entire planet. And so just to basically help us understand how our soul connects to the heart of the sun, to the heart of Mother Earth, to the heart of each of our auntie and uncle planets, this is part of our evolutionary growth and our lessons, and how we learn to perceive what life is doing around us. Because even the cycles of nature, yes, they're very much dependent upon what's going on with the Mother Earth in terms of gravity and rotation and water cycle. But we're also very dependent upon the energy that comes out from the sun and touches us, as are all the planets in our solar family. So much so that the Earth and the Sun are in a cycle which creates life here. The water and the light. The water, the Earth, and the light. And then what? The breath. These four elements give life to our physical bodies, and then through some more metaphysical ways, each of these elements has a strength which it bestows upon us. The soils of earth give a solidity of foundation. The waters, and these are the waters that are upon the earth, within the earth, above the earth, and in the great sky of space. These waters give us the ability to transform. The fires within us give us a way for the fire of our being to be present and the fire of life to move about in patterns. And these patterns are part of the song of the Creator. The air or the breath gives us the foundation of spiritual intelligence and spiritual love. And this is just some of the strengths that come from within these elements, you might say, from the place where all strength lies. And so in our walk as a soul, first we connect with the Mother Earth. And we learn from her and from her from nature and from the cycles of nature in both an active and a meditative and reflective way. We're secondly tied very personally to Petsuwi, our father's son. And what's interesting in this Lakota word for the sun is in the feminine. So that shows that the light of the sun nurtures us. Now, they say that it has been said that of many of the beings, our predecessors who have attained spiritual greatness, that their soul still resides within the sun. It's as if counsels of our ancestors and then the counsels of the Elohi and the councils of the cherubim and the seraphim, which are very high angels, which the Creator has given responsibilities to, they all look out from the sun and bless all of the solar system, all the planetaries. And there's a lot going on in our solar system. It isn't just human two-leggeds and then the relatives upon the earth. There are others that may have a body or may not have a body, intelligences and part of the great cosmic design, which are very much present and active in our solar system. In fact, we know very little, actually, in practice, about how the other elements of, let's say, the discovered element chart, how these other elements relate to the spirit. And how they relate to beings which it's not their time and place to be here in the physical, but they do have a duty to watch over something, whether it's the rotation of a planet or it's the guidance of a child by their guardian angel. And so our relationship with the sun is to be nourished, because the spiritual light which radiates from there feeds our soul, while the spiritual light that radiates from the earth feeds our body. And in this is that alchemical union which actually allows us to be in time and space. Now, to speak briefly about some of our other brother and sister planets, let's see, I still have a little bit of time here. So this one that we call Mercury very much is the universal communicator. To this element of Mercury as well, and also any travelings, whether it's we're walking down to the store or we're in prayer meditation and we're involved in an intercession prayer for somebody who's all the way across the planet. Now, this one, Venus, is a feminine planet, and she has been known as the harbinger of love. And in that love, a philosophy of intelligence which encourages peace and culture. And there are beings which have worked with us in the distant past from there, and have even helped many of the civilizations that particularly built pyramids to anchor in this love wisdom. And when you combine love with wisdom, this is basically the same as saying the Holy Spirit. Now, our grandmother moon has different reputations depending on the tribes and the cultures, but we know her to be deeply connected to woman, to water, and to the dream time. Because of time moving forward, this red planet out there that we know as Mars is known for strength, for muscle, for being strategic, and for also like the ox carrying the burden. There's been a little bit of negative reputation about Mars, and that's just, I think, because of the Greeks. You know, they were kind of warlike and such. But really, Mars represents a strength of mind and determination and confidence to get something done. Now, the asteroid belt actually used to be a planet, a garden planet that was run into by some other comets and whatnot and broken up, and nowadays is described as 8 to 16 different helpers that come into some modern astrology. Going further, Jupiter is Santa Claus in the sky, loving to give gifts, and then also loving each and every one to achieve a purpose in life, a meaningful contribution to those around. Our ringed planet, Father Saturn, who also represents Father Time, is the schoolmaster of our soul, helping us to manifest lessons and to learn them and to manifest solutions. This one, Chiron, who is very close there to Saturn, helps to create that rainbow bridge of the soul that connects the inner to the outer planets, as well as to encourage us to the higher and the lofty in philosophy, healing, music, architecture. We go on out there to our big brother Uranus, who rules the sky and the air, and also the transformations of patterns that have been stuck. We go on to our oceanic ancient brother Neptune out there that helps to keep the solar waters, meaning the space within the solar system, and then also the physical waters upon the Earth, as well as the ice chunks floating around out there, in balance. And so is a very important teacher as to what is real and what is something else. Moving on to our ancient brother Pluto, who deals with the internal things, all of the internal emotions and desires and wants, and then also the negative emotions and then also the positive emotions. In fact, this one, Pluto, and the keeper or planetary monitor of Pluto, whose name is Hayden, help to guard our soul's path so that we actually do complete what the sun and the earth want of us. Well, this is just a very brief overview of our solar family. Please continue to get in there with them and in private meditation, and then sending Reiki and sending prayers to bless our solar system. At this time, I want to remind everybody, if you want to know about your weekly astro forecast, you can check out Shelly Intine's show on Esoterically Speaking Network. She broadcasts Monday morning out of South Carolina, and you can find her on Facebook or astroessence.com. Blessings and love, everyone.
Mahalo Nui Loa, Pathfinder, and you are listening to Aloha Healers Network. I'm your host, Brenda Machiko Kelly, and we are closing our show today with the five Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I am thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I am kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Tunka shera de la piku de chanu edo hai de wa akaya o wa de la hako ping te do hai la ku te ki ka wa ni ching te do. De hampi kude chanu